BBC News with Gareth Barlow. Two countries which have suffered the highest number of deaths in the coronavirus pandemic, Spain and Italy, have both reported progress in tackling the outbreak. Spain reported its lowest number of new infections in more than 10 days. In Italy, deaths linked to the virus have continued their downward trend. In the United States, New York State has registered its biggest one-day jump in fatalities. The governor, Andrew Cuomo, reported 630 new deaths. The international police agency Interpol has warned that cybercriminals are targeting hospitals at the forefront of the coronavirus response. It said criminals were using emails containing an infected link to plant malicious software that blocked computers unless a ransom was paid. The Peruvian parliament has approved a bill allowing workers to withdraw part of their pension funds to ease the economic impact of the crisis. The measure still needs to be signed into law by President Martin Vizcarra. In neighbouring Brazil, the lower house of Congress has approved an economic support programme. The Nigerian government says it wants to create a fund of more than $1 billion to spend on strengthening the country's healthcare infrastructure. A proposal to raise some of this by borrowing from reserve accounts would need approval by Nigeria's National Assembly. The president of Egypt, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, has delayed the launch of several huge construction projects as the country fights the pandemic. A new administrative capital costing $58 billion was due to open this June. In other news, counter-terrorism prosecutors in France are investigating a knife attack that left two people dead in the town of Romans-sur-Isère. A Sudanese refugee is under arrest. And Afghan officials say a militant leader has been arrested. Abdullah Orakzai, also known as Aslam Faruqi, leads one of the local branches of the Islamic State group. Live from London, that's the latest. BBC World News.